1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Good morning. It's 5:45. George Hill dropped in 20 points as the Pacers pounded the Heat 94-75 in Game 3 of their semifinal series. After trailing by 9 at the end of the first quarter, Indiana outscored Miami 77-49 over the final three frames. Roy Hibbert had 19 points and 18 rebounds to help Indiana take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. Pacers head coach Frank Vogel says they don't have time to celebrate this win.
Well, in any playoff series, momentum shifts dramatically every single game. So we can't, you know, as much as you want to enjoy the victory, you can't enjoy the victory in the playoffs. You have to get ready for the next game and understand it's a different series if we don't get game four.
Mario Chalmers had 25 points to pace Miami, which was out-rebounded 52-36 in its second straight loss. LeBron James netted 22 points. Dwayne Wade had only 5 points. You can count them on one hand on 2-13 shooting. The Pacers will host Game 4 on Sunday. Tony Parker led a balanced attack with 22 points as the Spurs slammed the Clippers 105-88 in Game 2 of their semifinal series. Tim Duncan dropped in 18 points for San Antonio, which improved to 6-0 in this year's playoffs by taking a 2-0 lead in the 7-game set. Spurs head coach Greg Popovich says Tony Parker turned in an outstanding performance.
I thought Tony played very, very aggressively and really focused, knowing full well he was going to get hit. He was going to get doubled and so on and so forth, and he welcomed it, played through it, did one heck of a job.
Blake Griffin had 20 points for the Clippers, who will host Game 3 tomorrow.
In Northwest sports, Vancouver, Washington native Greg Biffle continues to hold a narrow lead in the Sprint Cup standings, but he doesn't have to worry about anybody catching him this weekend. When the Sprint Cup All-Star races run tomorrow night in Charlotte, the pressure will be off the drivers because no points are awarded for this race. Biffle says that makes it a lot of fun for the drivers.
We get a chance to let our hair down, so to speak, and race and kind of drive hard as we want and not really concern ourselves with a finishing position. If you run hard and you miss a setup or you try something out of the box and you end up 10th, it's like, who cares?
The Oregon State softball team opens NCAA regional play today against Tulsa in the Norman, Oklahoma regional. Last night at the Eugene regional, Oregon beat Portland State 7-3. The Ducks scored 6 runs in the first off Vikings ace Anna Bertrand. In the first game in Eugene, BYU beat Mississippi State 4-3. Oregon and BYU face off today. Portland State will play Mississippi State in an elimination game. And the Mariners lost 6-5 to Cleveland on a Carlos Santana bases-loaded single in the 11th. I'm Scott Lynn on the Northwest Radio News Network.